When I was in school, I believe I was induced to feel that, somehow the whole situation induced me to feel that in books there were things written by means of skills learned and then added together in order to bring about literature. I'm just sort of sliding into purposely, not trying to formulate this beforehand, but just trying to slide into doing the witness that I've come to believe that surely the language we all use every day, we can use by little increments and enhancements in all kinds of ways. And sometimes if you would get lucky, you would be saying something or writing something with so much resonance, human resonance, that it would be like literature, maybe. Well, I retreat from that and read something called Old Dog. Toward the last in the morning, she could not get up, even when I rattled her pan. I helped her into the yard, but she stumbled and fell. I knew it was time. The last night, a mist drifted over the fields. In the morning, she would not raise her head. The far, clear mountains we had walked surged back to mind. We looked a slow bargain. Our days together were the ones we'd already had. I gave her something the vet had given and patted her still, a good last friend. Now, my tactic would be to read these things with all the fervency I can muster at the time, so I hope you forgive me for that. But once it's done, I'm ready to sacrifice any or all of these in the interests of some kind of immediacy here. So I want to come back to this. I don't know exactly how to feel about this old dog statement, but there is a part I want to call attention to that I don't like, but I don't exactly know what to do about it, and I just want to sacrifice the poem by calling attention to it. Everything in it seems a kind of minimum straight direct statement toward the last and the morning she could not get up and so on, just as straight as it can be. But there's a part that has good diction in it, and it's this part I'm nervous about. There's a place where it says the mountains we had walked surged back to mind. And, I would like to feel reluctant about good diction instead of good about good diction. All my life I've been haunted by one of those statements that one of those smart French poets said. Someone asked him, how are poems made? And he said something like this: poems are made with words. You can't really disagree, but on the other hand, all the implications seem to me to be wrong. So I'd like you to indulge me for just a minute. Don't judge me too harshly too soon. No, poems are not made with words, but with contexts. And it would be better to find yourself adjusting and accommodating to some kind of ongoing communication that would become so natural, with such momentum, that you could make mistakes about words and still it would be all right. Well, I don't want to belabor this. It's just an idea, kind of a feeling.